Right. See, what happened is, and maybe you don't, I know you're probably not aware of this, but Nolan's, just like Auron has, you sign a piece of paper which assigns the benefits of your insurance policy to them.
Right.
So if you're telling me that you don't have any idea that Nolan's is suing us for your roof, I would understand that, but we're actually, at this time, yes, ma'am. So that's why I'm transferring you to our litigation specialist. So,
oh, my.
Wait a minute. We thought.
Thought this was all.
How can they do that without us being?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
They don't. They don't need your permission because you signed this piece of paper that they probably said, "Hey, sign this piece of paper to get on the roof or what for whatever reason." But there's a couple of sentences on there that says, "Assignment of benefits. You agree that Nolan's will take over your policy. This and that." So
we were under the impression, okay, if the roof is fine, then it ends. That's it.
No, Nolan. That's the bad thing about some of these roofing companies, and I understand that you felt, you know, you're relying on them. You feel comfortable. The same thing with Sean Gallagher, which he's not going to like that he went up on your roof, inspected it, and it's already in litigation with Nolan's. But that would be kind of on you to call Nolan's and ask him, hey, what are you doing?
He had no idea any of this was, oh my, this is like, this is, you know what? I mean, I'm to the point where let's just forget it. When the roof leaks, then we'll get someone to do it.
No, we don't want to do, we want to pay every valid claim. Absolutely. So, that's the whole thing, though. You're already in litigation. We got to see about what the inspection is going to do and that sort of thing. And we don't want it to leak into your house. When we tell you, or the engineer, when he says to me, we get the report and it says there's no damage here, there is mechanical damage, this needs to be fixed. The nice thing about the report is, no matter what, if you have this specific damage that you're calling in for, now a roofer is there to sell you a roof, and what's the best way to get a roof bought is if the insurance company buys it. So, okay, let's throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
And all we wanted to know, all we were asking is, it's okay. You know?
Right. Right. And so you have, so twice now you've had two roofers tell you. The first time Nolan said, no, there's damage. We said, U.S. Forensics went out. They gave us a report that says, nope, you don't have damage. You have some granular loss, a little bit of pitting, some heat blisters. There's some normal things that are accessed in everyday life of a roof. I mean, it's on top of your house. It gets beat on by the sun. And then you were fine with it, but what happens is, because you signed that documentation with Nolan's doesn't need your permission to sue us. So they just went ahead and said, we're going to sue you, American Integrity. And so now we're in a lawsuit with Nolan's. Which is weird, because if you think it's okay not to have damage, here's the person that's representing you suing your insurance company. You don't even know it.
Yeah, we did. I mean, this is a big surprise right now. And
right.
I mean,
well, no, like, it's what I'm going to do. Again, Tracy Cassaway is going to handle this claim, and I want you to talk to her about what you thought that had happened. And, you know, maybe she'll instruct you to do something. Maybe she won't. I'm telling you, just wait until you get in touch with her, or she gets in touch with you, which will be in a day or so. I'm going to wrap this up and send it to her. And then maybe she can help advise you on the way that we can take care of this.
Now my wife is really upset.
Yeah.
We're doing is because we're old.
We're just trying to protect our house.
I wish my brother-in-law lived back in Florida like he did before. He could have gotten up for us, told us if there was any problem. That we don't go willy-nilly and buddy and.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to upset you with all of this news, and I understand it. It's a little bit of a shock.
Out to get everybody, and we're not doing anything. We're just trying to make sure.
Right, you're trying to protect your home. Absolutely. So let me get Tracy involved in this, and she's going to help you move in the direction that you think that you might want to move in by offering some suggestions and something like that, okay?
And no, I just want to know, do we call Nolan?
No, you know what? Talk to Tracy before you talk to Nolan's. I mean, it's on you. I'm not advising you to do anything that you don't want to do. But if you did sit tight, maybe there's some suggestion that Ms. Casaway can give you.
You have no business suing because everything was over.
Unfortunately, the paperwork that you sign, it's crafted in such a way that it allows the roofer to take certain liberties with the policy. And whether you knew it or not, the language was there, and so they assert their right under that assignment of benefits to sue us. Now let Tracy Casaway, you know, talk with you. You let her know, hey, we didn't know this when we talked to the adjuster, set the claim up. He made us aware. And if this is something that you were unwilling to do, maybe there is something that she can suggest that I don't know about. That's why your claim's going to go over to her.
I remember what they said, because before we did this, they said if your insurance company does not, if there's nothing, then that's it.
The contract is,
that's it. That's what they told.
That's a very important piece of information that you're bringing up, because you were told something differently than about something that you signed, and this is the first time that you're speaking to me about something that seems to make sense to why they gave you something, you signed it, they told you something different, you didn't have any idea that they were suing us, and now that I've told you that they are. Now, this is the step in the right direction, and it's the information that you just speaking with Ms. Casaway that's going to allow her to find some type of way to help you.
I'm just shaking so bad now.
Well, you know what? We're handling this when we're handling Nolan's. Nolan's is doing what they're doing. We're taking care of it. Don't worry about that. The main thing is you called in because you want your roof checked by us, and Ms. Casaway is going to take care of that for you. I mean, that's the thing that you have to worry about. Hey, I called the insurance company. Is my roof going to leak? I mean, you did the right thing. We just need to get through the little bit of what we see that's going on with your old claim and go forward. She's going to discuss it with you. And let you know the course of action that she thinks is best for you.
You'll probably get me in the hospital because I am not supposed to get all upset, and
let us do the heavy. Don't get upset. Let us do the heavy lifting, and we'll take care of them.
I'm just upset because we're not that way. We just want to make sure. I mean, if my husband could get up on the roof, if we had somebody we trusted to get up on the roof to look for us, but we have to rely on other people. I mean, what are you going to do?
And I don't know enough, even if I were to see the roof, to know the significance there.
Right. Yeah, let us, we'll take care of it. Again, Tracy Casaway, she's going to be your adjuster. I'm going to actually send this whole thing over to her in a few minutes. I'm going to ask her, I'm going to send her an email. It is the end of her day. And see if I can't get her a call to you tomorrow. And, just explain some of the things that we talked about and think about it. Don't think about it too hard tonight, but just think about it. And she's going to have some better suggestions. But I wouldn't get too worked up about it.
Well, I don't, I'm just upset because all we were doing, when you're told something, and I guess we were stupid. We believed it.
No, that's not the case. They and I don't have nothing or anything bad to say about any of these roofing companies, but they do have this paperwork that affords them different rights, and so we just have to be careful.
In other words, another one, so we're really in trouble again.
Well, that's why I'm going to have you talk to her. I know this. If you signed on the, what date did you say he inspected? I'll just put my file away here.
The 7th.
Oh, it was on the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has a three-day lifespan. So I don't know that they're going to, and that's, again, that's another thing. You know, you signed in paperwork with Nolan, so now you assigned paperwork with Alron, and I'm sure that they didn't tell you anything that I'm telling you about. So now, is it null and void? What happens? These are all the good, great questions that she's going to be able to answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, yeah, don't worry about it too much. We'll get through it. This happens more than you think. It is almost an everyday occurrence. But we'll get your call tomorrow, and hopefully she'll have some.
Yeah,
some,
but it's just. I mean, that's just not. Oh.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Hedrick, I would just. I'll put this together. I'll get her to give you a call tomorrow. Okay.
I would appreciate that. Yeah.
I need to get calm about this. I'm just shaking all over. I know we'll be at the hospital or something, or the doctor's office probably real soon.
Oh.
I'm gonna need some things to calm me down.
Okay. Well, I will. You know what? I will get it over to her. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, take it easy. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.